Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Oklahoma City International Airport on Saturday, June 29th, Two Oceans 13, the day after Doug Benson Day in Oklahoma City. And what a Doug Benson Day it was. I'll play the audio of comedians Cameron Buchholz and Graham Elwood playing the Leonard Maltin game at the City Arts Center in Oklahoma City at the end of this mini. Well, it's going to be most of this mini, actually, but you know what I mean. There's a lot of physical stuff, a lot of speaking that is difficult to understand, so good luck. But if you were there, thanks for coming, and thanks for being so cool. From the corrections department, yesterday I said it was 150 degrees in Vegas. It was actually 115. Sorry if my mistake ruined any of your plans. Mini app, Twin Cities, let's do it. Tickets are going fast for my stand-up show at Acme Comedy Company on Thursday, July 11th, and for the Doug Loves Movies taping at the Varsity Theater on Friday, July 12th. And San Francisco, celebrate 710 with me at the Punchline. If you don't know what 710 means, look it up. DougLovesMovies.com for links to these and other shows. And now let's go to the Oklahoma City show last night, where the crowd was so nice, things got a little dark. We joined just as a bane-off between me and Graham Elwood is ending. Enjoy. Or at least, try to enjoy.
That's obscure.
Yeah. And the podcast listeners are joining us mid-bane-off, and they just caught the tail end of that. But now we got to say what's in the prize bag, which is hard for me to do and hold this phone at the same time. But you guys have microphones in your hands. Here, reach in there, pull out each item, and I'll describe it. That's good. I should say this is a... Cameron Buchholz is reaching in the bag.
This is way more difficult than this.
Oh my god! Really? That really just happened? That's like the horrible claw game where you just can't get anything. This is a San Diego Comic-Con edition of the Infinite.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Robert Kirkman, you know him from Walking Dead. And then we've got this is cool, Cameron. This is like kind of a nod to your neck of the woods. Flip it over there, the other side. I signed the front of it. It's like a program from Fantastic Fest, this amazing film festival in Austin, Texas, where we were lucky enough to show the greatest movie ever rolled last September, and those showings were really fun. And a copy of Smug Life.
And the cover of our guide movies.
Yeah, there it is. Wow, that's like the way that's displayed. That looks like this is like some Price is Right shit. We should have people come up and guess how much that's worth. It's got to be at least $15-16.
If you can spin the wheel, I'll put it down. You want to show? Can you show that? answer in the form of a question.
Lincoln!
No, sir.
Lincoln.
Please.
Yeah, no, I'm Lincoln. I'm sexually married.
I will not. I don't do Lincoln impressions. I only do Lincoln. And English people.
Are we good?
I'm sorry.
Let's see some name tags up on the stage.
Oh, shit. See, that's why.
Best Tug Benson day ever.
You guys are awesome.
People brought gigantic signs. They control of the Mitch on the Batman logo.
Graham, I am your friend.
Oh, this guy is your reckoning. He wants to go head to head.
You have a bag of gluten?
Yeah.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Dallas is here. He's got a dude on the movies too. And in tiny letters it says Sam. Right?
Yeah.
Sam? God damn it. I'm not as stupid as I am.
You have a Shaq VHS? That's amazing, sir, that you went to a dollar store. A Shazam screener? How the fuck did you get that? Are you on the Shazam PR department?
I have no idea. I found it at like a garage sale.
I just picked
the ball.
That was at a garage sale? That wasn't at a this guy's got a sword, wings over Eric, banana. Nice, you guys did a fucking great job.
What the hell? Yeah, this is amazing.
I just picked Paul purely because he had Paul Stanley on his. And I can't just ignore the star.
He's
title.
Got all the Pauls on
there. I don't really
I've
care
seen
about
this
Paul
before,
Stanley.
And I think I named most of them.
I only care about the Paul Stanley.
Okay. I like Paul Scheer, he's cool. Paul Rudd is good.
I feel like having Mark Paul Gosselaar on there is kind of a cheat, though, because it's like, he's a Mark, not a Paul.
I will rock and roll all day and party every night.
All right, gluten fucking Bane. You motherfucking challenge me with a bag of gluten. That's like my kryptonite.
Don't get it.
These signs are amazing, you guys. Round of applause for all your signs. You guys, every year.
Yeah, let's also give a round of applause to Sunshine. It's all around a lot. It's nice. Enjoy it on my face. Oh, that's going to stand.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's not going to... How long are we going to watch this? Jenga torture. Oh, you got an idea, son.
Oh! That's how long you watch it, motherfucker.
I'm going to hurl this microphone at it. Oh!
I'm telling you, gluten's pretty strong.
Okay, so.
Awesome son.
So, Cameron is playing for Paul, and Graham is playing for Dane. And thanks again to everyone for bringing name tags. And just a quick announcement, I think next year, on Saturday, June 28th, for the 5th annual Doug Benson Day, we do a Doug Loves Movies tape.
Ooh, jack-a-rack-a.
I think that'll be fun.
That's right, I'm going to say. I'll be back.
Oh, we still have to talk about that, but I will be here for the fifth time. You know, I'm a traditionalist. I like traditions, and Graham's been here every year, so until one of us is dead.
Well, I'm going to Afghanistan.
Hopefully. Same time. So that's why I don't want to travel with you anymore. I worry about our adopted children.
Oh, I know. What are they going to do?
Let's play Let Them All Game. Was that going anywhere? Did I miss something there?
No, the crowd was just really bummed out thinking about us both being dead and not doing the show. Well, once we're not dead, we'll be back. There's not a zombie apocalypse eating your city. I love that. We'll come back and play a game.
You just made it worse. Nothing like a little letter ball game to. Let's have Cameron pick a category.
All right.
Between. Oh, that one seems inappropriate. After what was just said.
This is like a kid.
All right, I'll say it.
Then.
Finding Chemo. Movies with a character who has cancer.
Yeah, that was inappropriate. Way to go, Doug.
I mean, it's always inappropriate, but there's something about piling it on top of some other inappropriate talk that makes it more.
Yeah, it's like an inappropriate sandwich, like an inappropriate BLT.
Oh, can I get that without tomato? That sounds great, right?
You want your inappropriateness without tomato?
Yes, please. Super rhymey. That's movies that have rhyming titles. Yeah. Or, since we're in Oklahoma, North Dallas 40.
Wait.
No actual connection. But North Dallas 40, movies that have malt liquor in them. Movies with malt liquor in them.
I'm going to go find a Chemo.
Okay.
That's the way to go.
I love it.
Camera buckles, ladies and gentlemen, Finding Chemo.
This is Doug Benson Day has yet to disappoint. It's been going great, hasn't it, Graham?
Like, it was a great travel day. Everything was smooth, on time, or one thing was late, they had to change a tire. They talked us through it. It's going to be 5 minutes, everybody. It's going to be 2 minutes, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, we're almost ready to go. We got to talk this all the way through.
Boom.
Yeah.
Landing nice, got here, had some nice treats.
What are you talking about?
There's a truth backstage.
The coconut water.
The coconut water.
The soap and nut water. And that's the drinking soap water tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you're fine. He will drink Greedo.
All right, so maybe we'll walk by. Maybe we'll walk through those movies here next year.
Saturday, Friday's a rough night to get up to a show and not be in a weird mood.
Right? It wasn't getting here by 7:30 kind of like, didn't everyone have to move quickly?
Yeah.
That's a frustrating mode to be in when you're going to see, just to have some fun.
Yeah.
I gotta get there for the fun. God damn it, these fucking assholes are in front of me. They're not going to fun. They're boring.
Another guest just dropped by.
Who?
From American Beauty.
Oh, no way! How did you get here?
Sometimes I tend to walk all the people here in the world. There's a nice big time.
Cameron, would you like a movie with a character that has cancer in it from 1983 or 2011?
I will go to 2011.
Alright.
Alright.
Leonard gives this movie 3 stars. He says that... Graham just did a weird knuckle dance. He says about it that it's based on a real life experience.
Are we playing 1 or 2 points?
This is it.
Sudden death, yes.
Sudden death?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we want to schedule? We want to meet everybody.
Okay.
We want to greet everybody. And then we have to go to a meet and greet. It's based on true experience, and the movie, Leonard calls it sure-footed. Yeah, sure-footed.
Boy, this movie's on some loose footing.
In which someone has cancer, and he lists 8 names.
It's based on a true story.
How many, based on real life events, how many names do you get in Cameron?
I think I can do it in -2 names. Yeah!
He loves his cancer movies. What are you doing that, Graham?
I know what it is. I'm just trying to think of the third name.
How much time do you think I'm going to give you for that?
5 minutes.
And how hard is it to think of the name when I keep asking you questions?
It's difficult. And I'm so lucky.
It's best of both worlds.
Cameron, you shitty little motherfucker. 2 names. Does he know it? Is he going to get them in the right order? What are the 3 names?
Well, you clearly don't, because you're going to be shooting every second of his names.
Who popped into my body yet, man?
Cameron channeling a little Sam Levine.
Sam
LeBam. He's way too tall.
Sit down, sir.
I can't believe that guy walked through there. I'm going to give you an extra 5 minutes. That was really distracting.
He had a red shirt on, so you were like, oh, shit, should I stop thinking about it? Well, he had camouflage shorts on, so all I saw was a calf and a torso.
Somebody made a noise with some hole in their body.
Shit. I'm going to go -3 names.
Oh, you did it. Cam,
do you have the
camera's taking a sip of some...
It's a name I'm moving on.
Yeah! All right.
Name that movie, sir.
Alright, so this is the movie. I'm not going to say yes or no to any of it. Just say the name of the movie and then tell how many? Three names.
50-50. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen, Angelica Houston. Okay, that would be my guess, but my actual answer is...
That's interesting thought process you had there.
But it was JGL top billed and then Rogan, correct?
But unfortunately, you are the loser.
But answer that question.
And your little monument that you're proud of is now a house of cards and no one cares about.
What character are you doing?
It's weird not doing a cross between Werner Herzog and Bane.
Yeah, that's weird. Bane's definitely from Austria now? That's what we know. I am from a cave deep in the mountains. Where the fear was part of the new shadows.
So Paul is our winner. Congratulations, Paul.
Yeah, that's right.
Come get your bag of stuff.
Answer my question. What, JGL was top billed, right? It's JGL Ben Rogan, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Congrats, dude. Do you want your sign up?
Yeah.
I told that troll.
I give this back to you, Dave.
There's a shootout on the back of that, I believe. So I will happily say that.
You can tear it off.
In a moment. I can tear it off.
He needs a name tag back set.
There we go.
Thank you, guys, front row, for your assist.
Oh, this is a good one. Anything else we need to say? Thank you to everybody.
This is so
fun,
guys. 4 years in a row. You guys are awesome.
And I never
around about not doing it. I mean, I'm committed to the Douglas movies next year.
The ladies, you guys are awesome. You guys are great. You guys are awesome. It's always a blast. You guys are culture. I fucking love this place. And I should have said Anna Kendrick, and that's my fault, and I'm gonna look at that and call it. Angelica Houston, god damn it.
Are you breathing while talking into a microphone? Just wandering off with the mic in your hand.
Sorry.
Just hear you in the green room.
God damn it. I would have known that.
Angelica Houston, what was I thinking?
Fucking Anna Kendrick, how is she standing? She's the light mountain genuine.
The more I think about it, maybe Bryce Dallas Howard is built higher than Angela used to. Now that I think about it, what about Matt Fuhr? He used to be.
And just what's his name? Come into like the second act, like until I get sick, but it doesn't make sense.
Max Headroom.
Yeah.
Philip Baker Hall, Jessica Parker Kennedy.
Philip Baker Hall. Is it more than her? Yeah.
Okay,
Dave, I apologize.
All right.
The gluten weakened me. I got too close to the gluten, and I fucking had a brain thing.
What is happening right now? You're wandering on the stage. Like, I'm ready to wrap it up. People walking around like, we got to talk through some things. I've been inspired by the... And as always, Comedy Club patrons who can't quietly and gracefully handle the check drop is our shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.